Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
I'm sure everyone knows someone who is rich, a man or a family. Filthy rich, but they are far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What they are doing is spending money in haram, buying this, buying that, cars, luxury, this and that. At the end, what? Not a single ibadah, not a single step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَسِرُوا الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. They lost the dunya and definitely they lost the akhirah.
وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا.
Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, it is narrated in Sunan Abi Dawud that he said, one man, a Bedouin, the one who lives in the desert, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said that I tried to follow the Quran or I tried to learn the Quran. And learning here is memorizing, reciting, going through the ayat, applying and implementing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, do's and don'ts. So he says, I tried to learn the Quran. However, لم أستطعه. It is very difficult for me to do so. So teach me something that will give me the reward or equivalent reward. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, and he said, say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him to say these words, for each time he started counting and closing his finger. So when he says Subhanallah, he closes his finger. Then he says Alhamdulillah, he closes his finger. Then he says Allahu Akbar, he closes his finger. La ilaha illallah, he closes his finger. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah al-ali al-azim, he closes all fingers. Then after some time he is looking into his hand and the fist. Then he looked at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he says, hadhihi lillah, this is for Allah, what is for me? And this shows that how the Bedouin, they are so straightforward. They don't have, when they come and ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they will give you the introduction first of all, and they will tell you that, you know, I might need this and that. Nothing, very straightforward. He said, these five things or adhkar that you told me, lillah, it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is for me? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiled. And he says, after you say these adhkar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim, after that, say, Allahumma arhamni, O Allah, have mercy on me, warzuqni, O Allah, give me risk, provision, wa'afini, O Allah, and protect me, wahdini, and guide me. So he start also counting these words. Allahumma arhamni, warzuqni, wa'afini, wahdini. Then he stood up and he walked. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam looking at him. And after that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, amma hadha faqad mala'a yadahu bil khair. This man, the one who's walking now, and he asked me a question. This person, he filled his hand with khair, with goodness. Means what he took right now from me, it is a lot of khair in his hand. End of the story or end of the hadith that is authenticated by Sheikh Al-Albani. But my brothers and sisters, when I was reading this hadith, wallahi, I felt that me and you and all of us at this time, we are that A'rabi. We are that Bedouin who came and he complained to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we are trying to, as we are saying right now, we try to learn the Quran, we try to memorize the Quran, we try to recite the Quran, we try to implement the Quran as much as possible, the do's and don'ts, فَمَا اسْتَطَعْتُ. And I could not. This is our situation. When I read, I said, Subhanallah, this is 1,400 years ago, the Bedouin was saying, and today, majority of the ummah, illa man rahim Allah, except Allah, those who have mercy on, majority of the ummah facing the same problem. But look into the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us. Look in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this religion. Look at the mercy of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on or upon Muslims. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bil mu'minina ra'ufur rahim, in Surah Tawbah. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he have ra'fa, ra'uf, kind, mercy, compassion towards the believers. So instead of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling him that, okay, go for Hajj every year, do this, do that, at least do Umrah twice a year, or pay money, nothing. He gave him Islam in a very simple way. Not only that, I would say he gave him that Arabi, and he gave the entire Ummah, me and you, this Islam in a simple way. That at least say these words, and after that, inshallah ta'ala, you will be successful. So what he told him, he says, say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. So the Arabi said, these are for Allah. When I say Subhanallah, I say glory be to Allah. When I say Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. La ilaha illallah, I declare the tawheed for Allah. Allahu Akbar, I show the greatness of Allah. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. All the power and the might belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-ali, the most high, al-azim, the most greatest. All these things, I'm doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this shows this Arabi, and his heart was so clean, and that he is very straightforward. Definitely, everything that me and you and everyone will do, we do it for the...
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no doubt in it. All our ibadah, our salah, our zakat, our siyam, everything for the sake of Allah. And we will get the reward, ajr for it. There is no doubt in it. But look, this man, he says, okay, I'm doing all these adhkar. This is for Allah. What I will benefit? And wallahi, if it was not his question, we will not benefit from this hadith. Imagine. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled because of his question and his straightforwardness. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after making this adhkar and these words, say, Allahumma arhamni, O Allah, have mercy on me. And I want me and you, wallahi, to feel these words. O Allah, have mercy on me means have mercy on me in this dunya while I'm living here. I want to be under your mercy all the time, and have mercy in al-akhirah. When I will come on the day of judgment and I have a lot of sins and I'm in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing and no one can help me and protect me from the hellfire because of my sins, nothing can take me to the paradise except the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I should feel these words when I say, Allahumma arhamni, O Allah, have mercy on me. Then, warzuqni, and give me the provision, give me more. And once you ask the rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing you should think about is al-a'mal al-salihah, the good deeds, al-ibadah, al-ta'at, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before we ask for money. Because when we say rizq, majority of the people think it's money. No. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what? For al-a'mal al-salihah, the good deeds. Because only the good deeds will make you survive in this dunya and survive in the akhirah. I'm sure everyone knows someone who is rich, a man or a family. Filthy rich, but they are far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What they are doing? Spending money in haram, buying this, buying that, cars, luxury, this and that. At the end, what? Not a single ibadah, not a single step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَسِرُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. They lost the dunya and definitely they lost the akhirah. But the one who have al-ibadah, the one who have the act of worship and ibadat, getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will happen? Definitely he is getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will get his rizq. Whatever that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written upon this person or this family or these people, they will eat the last bite that is written for them, then they will leave this dunya. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, urzukni, give me the rizq. And the first thing in your mind is al-a'mal al-salihah, the good deeds. After that, there is no problem in asking for the dunya or the halal rizq or betterment of the life whatsoever. There is no problem, inshallah ta'ala. But the first thing, al-a'mal al-salihah, getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, wa'afini, and protect me. Give me afiyah, protect me in my health. And protect me in my health, the first thing you think of, being away from the sins. Afini, protect me from the sins, number one. Then the afini means living in this dunya without any calamity, living in this dunya without any sickness, living in this dunya with no disease. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the first thing, before you thinking about the worldly matters, think about the sins. Afini, protect me from the sins, so I will be away from it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wahdini, and guide me, give me hidayah. Let me on the straight path, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that this time, the fitnas, the trials and tribulations surrounding us everywhere, subhanallah. Slipping in this time, in this place, or in any place that we live in the world, it is very easy to slip into fitna. Subhanallah, last week one sheikh was here and he gave a talk. The danger of living in a West. And I would say danger of living in West or East or whatsoever. The danger is so high that even you don't have to go and look into the haram places. Perhaps the teacher might see a mark in a boy's hand or a student's hand, a kid's hand, and he will go directly to the teacher and complain to the authority. Not to the manager or the principal, to the authority, that I see a mark in kid's hand. And the authority will come and put the father in the jail. Subhanallah. This is the fitna. And this is in West or whatsoever the place could be. But see, the fitna is not only thou in the TVs or in the mobiles. No, no, no. Everywhere. In school, outside, whatsoever. So you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma hdini. Oh Allah, guide me to the straight path and keep me guided. Because falling on fitna or falling in fitna, it is very easy at this time. Subhanallah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, if you stick to these dua after making the adhkar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, أَمَّا هَذَا فَقَدْ مَلَأَ يَدَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ. As for this person who is taking these adhkar with this dua, definitely he is filling his hand with khair. He is taking a lot of khair with him, Allahu Akbar. So my brothers and sisters, the main idea of this khutbah is what? That, yes, unfortunately, majority of us, we face difficulty to give time to the Quran, learn Quran, memorize Quran, recite Quran, or apply the Quran. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave a solution from the other side, that if this is the case, at least don't miss your adhkar. Don't miss the dua after the adhkar. Insha'Allah ta'ala, you will be guided. So we have simple things to do and apply. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who hear thee and listen to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ayat of the Quran and be guided by the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.